Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 15. Apostle Paul is writing to his protege, Tim, and he says, "Meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all." My dear brothers and sisters, lasting progress requires change. And without change, we remain stagnant. But not all change is fruitful. Some is born from restlessness or inner conflict. True purposeful change creates room for growth. I like what leadership expert Max Deepri once said, "We cannot become what we need to be by remaining what we are. Growth demands transformation." I also like what General Douglas MacArthur reminded us, that life is a continuous journey of becoming. If you are not adding new interests, cultivating fresh perspectives, or developing deeper relationships, we risk falling into a kind of rigor mortis of the spirit and personality that is alive in body but stagnant in soul. I like what Apostle Paul, in writing to Timothy, he emphasized that spiritual maturity and leadership require intentional effort. Timothy could not inherit Paul's strength simply by association. He had to discipline himself, meditate on the truth, and apply himself fully so that his progress would be evident to all. Likewise, opportunities in life are recognized and seized only by those who prepare themselves through growth, through adaptation, and a willingness to change. Hallelujah. The question is, how can we apply this word to our personal lives? I'll give you some pointers. Number one, it's personal growth. Take time each day to reflect on areas where God may be calling you to change, whether in character, in habits, or mindset. Secondly, spiritual discipline. Commit to consistent prayer, study, and meditation on God's word so that transformation flows from within. Thirdly is adaptability. View change not as a threat, but as an opportunity for God to stretch and position you for greater purpose. Fourthly, and lastly, visible progress. Very important. Strive to grow in such a way that others around you can witness the fruit of your diligence and devotion. Amen? Let's pray. Our Father, we are so grateful to you for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives. We are on the land of the living, and you have given us yet another opportunity to praise you and to glorify your name. Abba Father, we thank you for calling us to a life of growth and transformation. Lord, help us not to resist the changes you are bringing into our lives, but to embrace them as opportunities to become who you created us to be. Abba Father, teach us to meditate on your word daily and to give ourselves fully to the work you have entrusted to us. Lord, may our progress be evident to all, bringing glory to your holy name. Abba Father, today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Lead them, guide them, bless them, flourish them, prosper them, because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, Lord. I send forth your word of healing unto them, speaking life into their bodies, speaking health and strength and vigor and vitality and longevity to prevail in them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we vow to give you the glory for every miracle, for every healing that you do unto your people. And we receive it in faith in Jesus' name. Father, we vow to give you all the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.